What's good? How's everybody doing out there? We back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. I'm going to react to a video with Matt Walsh asking somebody, what is a woman? And, of course, you're probably going to get another one of these crazy responses. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzy, thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. When Caddy said I need another one, gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot, 40 sold out in your stores. That Dizzle Do.
That's right, I really mean it. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. You see the hat? You see the t-shirt? Now check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur, mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to Dizzlebrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three web links that you see. And you can order your very own bottles. Have it shipped directly to your city or state. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included, and you can get the merch on the Dizzle Brand store. Just go to dizzlebrand.com and click on store. And also, there's other locations in California, Arkansas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Just go to our locations and scroll down, and you'll see all the locations broke down in states. All right, we're going to react to Matt Walsh.
I'm a licensed marital and family therapist, which basically means I've been trained up to think about like systems, family systems, how we were raised up, how that shapes who we are today.
So on your website, if you'll bear with me,
sure.
Quoting, you say, I use a combination of approaches in my therapeutic work, anti-oppression, feminist, and narrative frameworks. I rely deeply on systems theory and understanding that individuals are products of and dialogue with our surroundings, our families, broader culture, workplaces, nature, and political climates. What does that mean?
Like anybody would know. I mean, they're making up most of this stuff as you go along, and they act like you're supposed to know it all as they make it up while they're going along, you know? But, yeah, let's see what she says that's supposed to mean.
Family therapy, and the idea is that we live in gendered worlds where there are certain imperatives that are placed on us about who we are and what we do based on how we've been gendered. From the minute I was assigned female, I was told, okay, these are the kind of clothing that you're going to wear, the type of play that you're going to engage in as a child, the path that maybe your life will take because of social.
Okay, first, let me stop with the clothing thing real quick. I just want to stop. She said, I'm going to be told, nobody tells you as a kid that this is what you're going to wear. Your parents just buy it. You know why? Because you're a kid. You don't got a job. You can't afford to buy your own freaking clothes. And when you're 18 and you get a job, then guess what? You buy your own clothes. That is such BS what she said. Nobody tells you this is what your parents don't tell you that. This is what you're going to wear. They buy it and they put it on you. But let's go.
Social expectations.
What do you mean by assigned female? Who assigns female?
Yeah, so most times people, when they're born, they're assigned a gender.
By the
doctors. Yeah.
What do they base that assignment on?
So basically, it's based on genitalia. So people looking at genitalia and deciding, okay, this is a girl or a boy. And we know now that, like, that sex and gender are so much more than just this binary. So-
okay, first of all, since the creation of the mammal, we've always went off of genitalia for hundreds of thousands of years. However old life is, that's how long we've always went off of genitalia. And no, we don't know that that's different. We don't know, because until we see transgender animals, that is, this is just like fairy tales, make-believe, imaginary, bogus, made-up stuff just to make people feel better about themselves. And people don't get to assign genders for animals and say that animal is transgender. The animal, until I see an animal running around, like, do I see a male animal actually becoming a female? I don't want, no. Nah. So let's keep it moving. Fairy tales.
Women have penises, right? Some have vaginas. That's not how gender works.
I don't know. How do we know that's not true? Where did we learn that from?
Yeah, well, I learned that from hearing from transgender people who've said, like, oh, I'm a trans woman. And just because I happen to have a penis, right, that doesn't mean that this is, like, who I am as a person.
Okay, once again, you're going off of no facts. No facts. You're going off of emotions. Emotions. Emotions do not dictate facts. They don't dictate the facts of life. So her evidence is people expressing emotions. That's not fact. This is why this is fairy tales, imaginary, made up BS. No, we don't know that men have vaginas and women have penises, because we have yet to ever fucking see one. And apparently my stream is going in and out, but yeah, we've apparently have yet to see a woman with a penis and a man with a vagina, and rubber penises don't count. They don't count. Dildos don't count. Her evidence is emotions. That's not evidence. That's not facts. Let's see if there's any more left.
Or that genitalia doesn't equal gender. Who they are, doesn't. Their gender expression. A trans woman is a woman.
With the fluidity of these things, how do I know if I'm a woman?
That's a great question.
I like scented candles.
Yeah.
Actually, that was a stupid question. That was a moronic question. You know what that was? That was a being sarcastic question. You know, one thing I like about Matt Walsh is he does it like, I couldn't do what he's doing. I couldn't sit there and be polite about it and, you know, go along with the fairy tales and imaginary, made up, make believe bullshit. Because that's what this is. This is people that apparently they're not comfortable with their own skin, so they gotta imagine there's something that they're not. They gotta imagine that they're the opposite gender or the opposite sex. But this is the thing, like, they be saying, oh, this is a social construct. No, mankind doesn't dictate this shit. Womankind doesn't dictate this shit. You know what does? The laws of nature. Mammals, laws of nature, you know. So yeah, let's keep it moving though.
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
So how do I know?
Yeah, Matt, that question right there, like that question is like when it's asked with a lot of curiosity, right? That's the beginning of a lot of people's like gender identity development journeys.
If my mom who gave birth to me is a woman, and my wife is a woman, though I haven't asked her. Maybe I should. But if they're all women, and also the boy who sits down with you and says, I think I'm a girl, actually is one, then what is a woman?
Mm.
Okay, well, apparently these people don't fucking know. But a woman is an adult female. And that's basically narrows it down to the simplest form. I can't use the fact that women give birth as being a female, because some females can't give birth. But I'm pretty sure even women that can't give birth can breastfeed. And of course, as you seen the camera shake, because my dog wanted to walk across and rub up against the cord. But yeah, like, this is the problem with what's going on with this stuff. Like, these people expect us to defy the laws of nature, lie about laws of nature. Like, they expect us to lie and expect everybody to just change all their morals and values just to make them feel better. Because all this is emotions. She clearly told you when he asked you, what are you going off of? People telling me that they identify this way, or they feel this man feels that he's a woman, this woman feels that she's a man. That's emotions. Feelings are emotions, you know. So yeah, emotions are not facts. Emotions are just feelings. That's why it's called facts over feelings. And that's the problem with these people. They have no facts. They have no real evidence. They're going off of emotions. Your emotions do not dictate facts. They do not dictate the laws of nature. Something that has been dictated for hundreds of thousands of years, not by mankind, not by humans, but by all mammals, the whole of mammal species, all of mammals. You know? So, yeah. And that's another thing. Even reptiles, if I'm not mistaken, all reptiles are male or female. I mean, look at chickens and geese. Look at things that lay eggs. There's a female laying the eggs, not a male. There's usually a male on guard. The masculine goose on guard, you know. The masculine duck on guard. That's what it usually is. Usually man's on guard while the female is laying eggs. I've seen how goose do eggs. The female goose literally stays on the eggs the whole damn time. I've seen them have a nest in the freaking parking lot next to Taco Bell before. Like, they literally, the female stays there on the nest. The male is in this little vicinity on guard. And no human dares walk 10 feet close to the female and her eggs. Get your ass tore up by a ghost. Seems like my internet connection is going in and out. Must be one of those days. So we're going to call it a episode, and we're going to be out. We're going to leave you with a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than PromoPath LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You're a beautiful lady, and you see the website scrolling below. New market promotions, go to promopalace.biz. We pretty much do it all. I mean, we're doing blogs right now for clients, TikTok influencers, Instagram influencers, DJ record pool promotion, playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, and much more. So check us out. And we out.